Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Bernard Ebbinghaus, Even the Nights Are Better. Anita Kerr and the Singers before that with I Say a Little Prayer. Jeff Love and his orchestra with The Entertainer, The Fantastic Strings, Good Morning Starshine. Sid Dale did Young Girl, and Percy Faith did Patta Patta. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And here is Johnny Douglas with Sir Duke on SRE. End of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. As I said a few minutes ago, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-15.
Bye. This is chop chop hop 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 knob cop stop pop lock cop cop grop dop droop drop flop pop glop glop hoop hop hop knob cop loop lop mop hop hop flop poop hop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop slop snoop sop stoops drop swap swoop swap top.
Can you hang on for a second while I use the bathroom?
So all I'm supposed to do is just make sure you get the toll-free number.
Okay, and hang on, I gotta use the bathroom. Okay, what?
Okay, you got a pen or a pencil or something to write the number down?
What do you want?
Well, we're trying to reach you about a drawing that this number was recently entered into to receive a package that includes a 2003 Chevy Tahoe and a $1,500 shopping spree.
It's going to be what?
Do you have a pen or a pencil or something to write the number down?
Write a number?
Yes, sir. Write the toll-free number to call Mr. Perry in regards to the drawing.
You're going
to
call Mr. Perry?
No, do you have a pen or a pencil or something to write down the number so you can call Mr. Perry?
I gotta go to the bathroom again. I'm sorry.
Do you have a pen or a pencil or something to write the number down?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You got a pen or a pencil or something to write the number down?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 800.
Okay, so it's 800.
5 2 5 5 5 2 5 5 2 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 Thank you. So far back.
Separated atom and skillful fluttering kite accurate noise create express rail barbarous letter. Chop 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 chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
This is Chop Chop Pop 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 Knock Cop Stop Pop Lop.
Thank you. What a problem we have, and the trauma that's screaming. And I To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Shop.
Picture yourself
in a boat
on a river.
A girl
towering over your head. Marshmallow pies waiting to take you away.
Suddenly, at the turnstile,
a girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy and the Blue.
run, 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 run. Run, 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 run. Run, 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 run.
F1, F2, F off, F off, F off, 2 F off, F2, F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
And into Pandemonium, a public affairs program from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium. An apocalypse is an event on a grand scale, a catastrophe that affects our lives indelibly. It is also a story that, judging from the sheer volume of them that we tell, alone and together, has a definite ending, the details of which we are rather concerned with. What is it about the current day that so often casts our focus onto apocalypse and the events that follow it? Is there a background noise of sublime terror, a raging storm, or news of permanent collapse pervading our lives, driving political conflict, justifying ever greater engineering of social order? And is this disaster specific to us, or has it always been present throughout the ages? In first seeking the center of the apocalypse, I sat down with Ben Knight, a Berlin-based filmmaker, and asked him about the movie he just made.
Okay, so it is called We're All Going to Die. And it is about people who are preparing in one way or another for catastrophe. And it kind of moves through different types of preparation. So it begins with your standard prepper type person who would be like hoarding food and maybe learning new skills and figuring out how to, you know, use radios again and rather than cell phones, and you know, all the, yeah, just preppers, and then sort of talking about how they their kind of disappointment with the way everyone else is just carrying on their day, and they have to think about all these terrible things that are going to happen. So that's the kind of the beginning of it. Anyway, so I met a couple of preppers. And then it kind of moves into a more climate change, climate grief is a big thing now amongst a lot of people, and it has been for quite a while. And I met a couple of people in the States who went through a profound grief 20 years ago because they felt like this economic and social system was totally unsustainable, and so there was this, he's called Guy McPherson. He went, and 20 years ago he felt like, you know, this isn't going to work, no, and he went and lived on a homestead in New Mexico. He was a tenured professor, and he gave up his job and went and lived on a homestead in New Mexico and learned how to make cheese. And then he realized that there was another thing that meant that even if somehow humans prevented the burning of fossil fuels overheating the earth, because of the